We are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Boy, howdy, do we ever. We also invite a third party to join us in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
I have an announcement. Murph has bronchitis.
Oh, well, that's a self-diagnosis. Just a cold that lingers, you know?
No, I diagnosed you.
Yeah,
and
you
then
gotta hide.
You
gotta hide out. It's floating through the air.
Ooh.
It's not a bronch. It's just more of a.
Who's that pulling away from Murph? You know this comedy darling. She's the woman who first tweeted the fast trending hashtag Pussy Grabs Back and co-created the now iconic image of the cat with the same phrase on it.
You've seen her live monthly show Dead Darlings, where peeps read pieces of their work that did not make the final cut. We're rock hard to welcome Ms. Amanda Duarte to
Woo-hoo!
Our
show. Hi.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for having me.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Did you like the reveal of Murph's illness?
No.
No, it was a terrible reveal.
We're recording in this very tiny room.
Yep.
It's like we're going to hotbox bronchitis.
Yeah.
There's no way it's contagious or I would have it. I think it's a viral.
Just a cold that's on the ass end of it.
No. That rattly cough, I know that anywhere. I used to get bronchitis all the time.
Cool.
Not to brag.
Yeah.
I was a sickly child. Oh, well, we're a classy podcast here, Amanda.
Yeah, well, I can tell. Mm-hmm. I mean, top to bottom so far, like nothing but class.
There was candy in the
lobby. There's hard candies in the lobby. I'm having water. I believe it's filtered.
Yeah.
Well, there's disease in the room.
Very classy. Very tiny room. There is kind of like a circus tent smell that we haven't diagnosed
room. But I kept a whiff of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it might be my ear warmer. I've been wearing it for a couple weeks.
Yeah, your ears are sweaty.
So we asked Amanda what she wanted to drink, being the classy podcast we are, and she requested either a big glass of cyanide or just some water.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, the last few weeks have been rough.
Yeah. We're fresh out of cyanide.
Apologies.
Yes.
Are we now at 3 weeks or 4 weeks? Is it three
weeks?
Is it
pregnant? Almost a month? Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what's the opposite of pregnant? Like
barren?
Putting IUDs in my eyeballs, in my ear holes, like everywhere I can for the next 4 years. Like, because really, truly, they have not proven how eggs are fertilized. They have not proven it, like how pregnancy happens conclusively.
Right.
And so I'm not taking any chances. Like, there are theories as to how pregnancy happens.
Yeah, I heard that it has to do with sex.
There's
been some whispers of that, but I don't
think
know.
Also, cum is involved.
Come.
I think that might be a conspiracy theory, though, guys. Like, and so I'm just saying that, like, we have to be safe.
We gotta be safe. This is a weird waiting period, too, before the 4 years begins. This is like the temporary phase of just knowing that it's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not quite, you know.
This is like test results aren't in, but you got it.
Yeah.
We have to be and so we're, in the theme of the show, we're like putting prophylactics on everything.
Absolutely.
That we get we're being politically prophylactic.
Yep.
I'm wearing a condom right now.
Yes.
Cool.
Just in case.
Good.
That's too little too late for you, Oz.
Yeah.
Well, but there is a wall between us, and still I want you to be wearing a condom because, like, it's not conclusive how pregnancy happens, and I don't want it happening to me.
And he's pretty scary, our producer, Oz.
It's true.
Intimidating our guests since 93.
Since 1993.
Yeah, this podcast has been on for a while.
Yeah.
Off and on. So are you single?
No, I'm not. I'm married. I'm very married.
But what is the difference between married and very
married?
Well,
very married means that I have, we just celebrated our 19-year anniversary of being together, and we've been married for 14.
That's amazing.
Wow, that's really impressive.
So, like, that's very married.
Super married.
That's a baker's dozen plus one.
Nice math.
Thank you.
Good one.
Yeah.
They say girls aren't good at math, but like.
Do they?
You know. But they say a lot of things. They also say you can get pregnant from sex. I don't believe we're in post-truth society now.
Yes.
Like, nothing means anything. You can just make shit up. You can be like, yeah, girls are all bad at math and you can get pregnant in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
And like tweet it. If you just tweet it, it's true now.
It's
so
truth.
Yeah, and you might get retweeted by the president.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, only if you're like 16 years old and like mentally retarded.
Yes,
yeah.
you need those are the two qualifications for retweet.
You got the other.
I do like that we can say retarded now.
Oh yeah,
We can say anything
back,
we want
baby.
Now. If there's the one thing that's good about this is that you guys wanted to take away political correctness. You want us to say shit now? Sure, I'll say shit. I'll call you a bunch of fucking
Say shit like you never
redneck
heard.
Trailer cunts. Fuck you all. You don't like it? Fuck you, racist twats.
Yeah, it's all
toothless.
On the table now.
Yep. Toothless, we couldn't say that for a while.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Couldn't acknowledge the dental.
No.
Well, we're all about to be toothless because we're going to lose our health insurance.
My eyes are a pure asshole.
Hey, guys.
Somebody staring at your
You know what's so funny to me? Think about how the Confederacy, like, they totally got their ass kicked. What a bunch of Southern piece of shit, stupid, racist motherfuckers. Am I right?
You're talking out of your condom over there.
What are you talking
about? I don't really know if you're right. But, I mean, the point is, everyone's right now. So, sure. Yeah, you're totally right. Tweet it, and then you'll be right.
Just tweet it.
I was addressing all the fucking shitty people in the South who still support that the South should have won and, you know, slavery should have continued.
There are people in Pennsylvania with Confederate flags, which was never the South.
It doesn't make any sense. And you know what? I'm starting to think that maybe we should have let the South go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the whole slavery thing, I think that would have worked itself out eventually. Or we could have, like, you know, maybe gotten them all out, you know, had a really massive underground railroad, like underground.
A big
like,
railroad.
Yeah, a really big one, like a couple Q trains and like.
The G train. He's
not
too
the
small.
G train.
Yeah. No. We need
He's too small. We get a couple Q trains at rush hour, get them out. Because, you know, I'm ready to let the South go, guys. I'm
let
done.
Let them secede.
Yeah. I'm tired of paying for them. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of, you know, buying their roads and then having them take away my fucking health care.
Oh, we can't get
their
rid of the South, though. There's some cool stuff. New Orleans, Memphis, Nashville. Come on.
They can have it all. They can have it all. I got an IUD in my ear right now.
Yeah.
Like, they can have New Orleans. I don't need it.
Yeah. Goodbye, Jazz.
Goodbye, Jazz. I never liked Jazz anyway. I never understood it.
And nobody likes Jazz.
I don't think anyone likes it. And I don't think any white people really do. I don't think any white people really get Jazz, and we should stop pretending.
No, they're there for the beignets, let's be honest.
I'm
not
going to
lie
beignets.
Anymore about liking Jazz.
Please don't.
I never understood it anyway.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah,
me neither.
I don't sign off on that. I like Jazz.
Well,
we get it. You're black.
Yeah,
you
just
like
tweet
jazzing
it.
Jazzing off in your condom.
Gross.
Let's slip on over to Sexy Science.
Please.
What do we do here, darling?
Well, we like to discuss topical matters of the hearts and parts, so we rip articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
This one from Refinery29. It's called "Bringing Your SO Home for the Holidays." At least you don't have to bundle.
Right. So SO here refers to significant other. So bringing home your boo for the holidays can be awkward, but just be grateful your parents aren't making you guys bundle, which is a 1700s practice of birth-controlled co-sleeping.
Well, bundling, I'll tell you all about it. A long time ago, gals and dudes were allowed to sleep in the same bed as long as they were first stitched into a long body diaper to make sure none of their parts poked out. In some extreme cases, a wooden board would be placed betwixt the two horny youths to ensure chastity.
This practice, however, did not alleviate teen pregnancy, so I guess in the words of Jeff Goldblum, life will find a way.
Yeah, well, how does pregnancy happen? This is right on the heels
See,
of that.
Obviously, Bundling. It has not been proven yet. If you can get it through a board, like in
and a body diaper,
you're like stitched into a body diaper, then how can we conclusively say that sex causes pregnancy?
Just miracles.
I actually love this because I love that it's not like ignoring it. It's not the puritanical like sex isn't a
happen.
Thing.
Yeah.
They're like. Right. We know they're going to try to get their wieners out, so we're going to sew them into this long, like, cotton coffin thing.
Yes.
It's so interesting.
I got to say, it sounds kind of cozy, though.
It kind of does. Like, I thought for a second there.
It's cold out. It wouldn't bother me.
It's kind of like those new, they have Snuggie fish or something for kids, and it's basically like a lightweight sleeping bag made out of Snuggie material.
Well, like a mermaid tail?
Yeah.
It's always called a fish? Cool.
And they're like, the warmth doesn't get out, and that's essentially what people are being stitched into.
That was my dream when I was a kid, because like I've already... Wait, I don't know if I discussed this on mic or not, but like I'm old. Well, I did say that I've been married for 612 years, so yes, I'm older.
You were married at age 7.
Age 7, yes. I was a child bride. But I... watched my favorite movie when I was a kid was Splash, and it's still up there. It's still in like my top 10.
Holds
and
up.
It really does. And that was just my dream to have a fishtail. I would take my little blanket and like try to make it into a little fake mermaid tail. And then, you know, you'd take your t-shirt and pull it over your head and like make it your long mermaid hair. And so I would.
Been there.
I'm kind of jealous of kids these days.
They just get it made for them.
They
just
have
get
it
a
made
Snuggie
for them, you know.
Well, I essentially bundle now, but it's not to be a mermaid. It's because I'm really cold.
Yeah.
So I'll tuck my pants into my socks and wrap the blanket around my feet and like just do lots of weird stuff like that.
Do you guys, are you like keyed into the whole heated throw trend? Have you experienced a heated throw blanket yet?
No, but I'd like to.
Guys, it's a game changer. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life. It's just a throw blanket, like a light throw. It's not a huge electric blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little portable throw blanket, and you plug it into the wall, and it's like the perfect, there's a low, medium, and high
setting. Worried, you'll get too drunk and pass out, and you'll wake up with it on fire burning you?
Personally, I don't, because I've been sober for 10 and a half years, but mm-hmm. I have, you know, been... There have been some times in the last few weeks that I've been counting minutes, as we call it. So, like, yeah. I guess I should say one day at a time. I'm not terribly sure that I won't get drunk under my heated throw. I do. I am a heavy marijuana smoker. So I do every once in a while worry that, you know, there could be a situation there. But quite honestly, here's the thing about, like, Donald Trump's America. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone else, you two or our listeners, or the weird guy with the condom that that was on the other side of the wall. But, like, I don't know about you guys, but I suddenly have no fear of death.
Wow.
Like, I've been going very dark and very deep about it, and mm-hmm. I've been kind of like, well, if this is it, this is it.
Yeah.
And so... I don't, you know, if I go out.
Under there are worse ways to go out.
There are worse
Trump's
ways to
America
go out than like
the
in Donald Trump's America yeah. than under my heated throw, like hot, like blazed out of
she
my mind.
She died yep. because her feet got too hot. Her it's like a tiny blanket. Murph, that sounds like your nightmare because you do run hot.
I run a little hot at night, but for you, it sounds like a dream.
But then I would have to sleep alone, I feel.
Well, sad. we could bundle.
Why don't you guys bundle?
Get a board.
This is, guys, I'm hearing a business opportunity here.
Yeah.
I'm hearing, like, a product we're going to invent. It's like neo-bundling,
yes.
where there's, like, one side is heated, one side is not.
Chilled.
Is, like,
mm-hmm.
chilled. And then the board in between is sort of...
No one gets pregnant. Everyone's comfortable.
Everyone's going to need this in Trump's America.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, we're not going to have birth control or abortion anymore. But if you're in Ohio, we're going to start test marketing this in Ohio. We're
yes.
going to sell you some
yep.
the bundles.
You're going to be the guinea pigs.
Oh, yeah, you'd God. Have a lot of, I cooked my wife,
mm-hmm.
accidental death stories
sure.
probably.
I wonder if this, what the success rate of this was. Because isn't this kind of on
it
board
was
with the...
not good.
No, no.
That was the whole thing. There was still pregnancy. That's
yeah.
why I read Jeff Goldblum, My Life Will Find.
Soaking reminds me of this. Or this
oh,
reminds
yeah.
me
have
of
you heard
soaking.
Of soaking?
No.
It's a Mormon practice
soaking.
Where it's just, you put the, you just can't pump at all, but you put the penis into the vagina and just let it soak in there.
That's disgusting. And
there's no way that people don't just
there's no way
pretend
that,
they're coughing and
excuse
just
excuse me don't knock it till you try it.
Listen, I grew up in basically like the Salt Lake City of California. I grew up in a very Mormon town.
What is it called?
It's called Gilroy, California. Like Gilroy, Morgan Hill, that whole area is very heavily Mormon. And I dated a lot of Mormon guys. And
were they really weird?
They were the horniest guys
yeah.
ever. And they had, like, incredibly creative solutions to
yes.
modern sexual problems. And I will say that is one thing that I never did with any
no
of
soaks.
Those Mormon guys. But this was a long time ago, so maybe Mormon sex has, maybe they have all tweeted each other
that's
about
so
what's
sad.
Acceptable these days.
If
yep.
that's the progress they've made.
Look,
is soaking.
They've
come
like,
a long
the
way.
Words Mormon and progress being in one sentence in the first place is already kind
yeah.
of, like, what's the word? Oxymoron.
Yeah.
It's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Did they do weird stuff like just lie on top of you with all their clothes on?
No, they would like try to basically rape me in their cars, but like Mormon rape. So it was like sort of a dry humping
oh
finger banging rape, but it was super aggressive.
Yeah, because they're
you
just
know?
Pent
and
up.
Then, but the best part is like you'd always get to this point, and I mean, listen, I'm DTF, and I have been since I was really young. I was trying to lose my virginity really, really hard, like
yeah.
for a long time. And I was like, someone stick it in me. Like, I don't care about Jesus. I don't care about anything.
Yeah,
like,
I'm ready.
I want to get laid. Sex is a great part of life. I can't wait to get it started. Like, let's break this thing in and like ride it home. Okay. So like, I was trying really hard to get laid for a long time. And these guys would always get to the point where they kind of give you that look and like, just like sigh
can't.
Dramatically
oh
and then
God.
Be like,
I want to be in heaven.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and then it's like, I've got to preserve my body. You know, you're from your Jezebel, you know.
Filth cunt.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, they
got
to make you
I've
feel
that.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. No, but
yeah.
that was the best part
mm-hmm.
for them, I think, was like making me feel like a dirty, disgusting.
Yeah.
filthy Jezebel, which I was and am proudly. Yes. But like, you know, I guess I just don't feel like there's any shame in it.
Yeah, that's shocking. The aggressive fingering was quite a picture.
I can't tell you how many times, like, we'd go to the movies, we'd go, you know, we'd go drive somewhere afterwards. There was this place like that we'd all go to make out, like every town has
Mormon
every small
point.
Town has one. Yeah, basically Mormon Point.
Soaking
Point. And we go there, and I can't tell you how many times I like got thrown out of a car onto my front lawn with like Junior Mints stuck in my hair from like the like Mormon rape.
Yeah,
the like,
handsy, aggressive.
Yeah,
but not
that's
quite all the way.
No
but
substances and no sex sounds like a terrible dating scenario.
Just like,
it is. It really
and not
is.
Even caffeine, no Pepsis.
Oh,
you know,
soda.
Just like just milkshakes and like bad movies and then like finger rape.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Wow.
Well, that's why I moved
away.
So
yeah,
see, and this is now why our country is so divided, because there are people who stay in their small towns and continue to finger bang, rape,
and
stick Junior Mints in girls' hair and just get stupider. And then we move to the city where we can just fuck raw.
Yep.
Speaking of stupid people around this great nation.
Oh, yes.
Should we slide on over to Listener Love?
I think so.
Listen, a mailbag.
So, Amanda, people, listeners tweet at us. They email us. It's true as soon as they tweet.
They need advice on their hearts and parts.
We're bad at giving advice, so we hope you can help us.
Oh, I'm great at it.
Excellent.
Really, I know how everyone should live.
Yeah.
Thank God I'm here.
You seem like you're going to be good.
Yes.
Thanks. I'm also really warm. This is like Bikram podcasting in here.
I know.
Really warm room. So I'm going to take off my sweater. You're welcome, boys and ladies and
sweaters
Mormons.
Coming off. She has a nice sweater with little animals on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hold on just a second. I'm taking my headphones off.
Headphones are coming off.
It's getting steamy in here.
It is.
So, wow, wow.
Yeah, I want to make sure I'm in. Okay, here we go.
Haas, who do we have?
Ooh.
Well, our first question comes from Kendall in Boston, Massachusetts via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. Hey, says, I had a dream last night that I was fucking Santa, and then a bunch of elves started munching my box and sucking on my titties. It was awesome, but am I, like, okay?
Well.
Okay, so this reminds me of, you know, that famous Dan Savage letter where that's, you know, there are variations.
Wait, which
one? Well, there are variations of this letter were sent to him over the years, but it was always like, some woman who was like, oh, God, the weirdest thing happened. I accidentally dropped some peanut butter on my vagina, and then I fell asleep. And when I woke up, my dog was eating the peanut butter off of me. And, like, it was so – I'm so morally conflicted about this, and I don't really know – can I get a disease from this? Like, that's what always ultimately the question is. Like, I fuck my dog. Can I get a disease?
I did, There was no accident. It was
am I going to give birth to a puppy human?
Right. That's my dream, by the way. That's the only, like, birth that I would ever give is, if, like, a litter of corgi puppies.
Ooh, the corgis.
That's it. Like, that's all I would ever want to –
sexy corgi.
I have a corgi in it. Often,
you have one?
I do. Well, she's a mix, a quirky mix, and I swear to God I have like a very real memory of giving birth to her. I swear it happened.
I believe.
Okay, so wait, what's the question? Like, am I weird for dreaming that, like...
Does Santa have, you know, genital warts?
Only if you're envisioning that they're all white, because Santa's black. We know that now.
Yep.
And,
you
know, we found that out at
so
the
adjust
of
your dreams.
This week. So if Santa is white in your dream, then you're racist and you're wrong. And if Santa and his elves are all black and they're fucking you in your dream, then you're lucky and you're great and you're normal.
I think it's fine if the elves are tiny adults, but I think it's weird if they're young children.
Well, I think they'd be tiny adults.
Elves are adults.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like child labor laws, and Santa wouldn't do that.
Santa would not do that.
Wait, the verdict's just in on that? Elves are never kids?
No. Not that work in the toy shops.
No.
All right, so Kendall's okay.
There's child labor laws in the North Pole.
Kendall, you're okay. I mean, you might be racist, but you're okay.
All right. Haas, who do we have up next?
Our second question is from Jonathan in Denver, Colorado, via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio.
What was that state?
Colorado.
All right.
John wonders, I am recently divorced after a 12-year marriage. Is it just me or have women gotten way hotter?
Well, I mean,
Jonathan, what has happened is weed has been legalized in your state. And so you're probably higher than you were 12 years ago.
Yep.
And all the women that you're meeting are higher than they were 12 years ago. And so everyone is just happy and feeling good. And when people are happy and feeling good, they're more attractive.
Yeah,
that's
true. Truth.
Also, totally you're single. So, of course, it's going to feel like some like box of toys has been opened to you.
So to speak. Actually, wait, I don't know. Are women hotter to you when you're married and like are not and like they're sort of the forbidden fruit? Or I don't know. I think men just want to fuck
depends.
Everybody else.
Yeah, maybe his wife.
I think that's an accurate
it really
statement.
Matter.
Maybe his wife kept him in like the basement. So maybe he
maybe
wasn't
they
yes.
maybe she bundled him.
If you've been bundled for the last 12 years,
if you've been bundled
then...
for the last 12 years, then yeah, women have gotten hotter. But I mean, yeah, also like you know,
Denver.
We have...
I don't know. Is there, people are. I've been to Colorado a few times. It feels like people are fit.
Yeah, that's actually
Colorado.
A very attractive. Fit state. Yeah. People, I think it's actually the fittest state in the nation. I think
well,
I read that.
There it
people
is.
People work out, take care of themselves.
Yep.
They're always like in the mountains and like eating granola and wearing Patagonias.
Yeah.
Right. And that's just what they do. And also just smoking like
a lot of weed.
Metric massive tons of marijuana, yep. Which is my dream.
Yeah. So I'll go to Colorado.
I might actually.
When we get rid of the South, we'll go to Colorado.
We're keeping Colorado.
Yeah. We get Colorado.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So I guess women maybe have gotten hotter.
At least higher.
Yeah.
Women have gotten higher.
Yeah.
That's the verdict.
Oz, who else?
Lastly, received an anonymous tweet.
These are all
at Minaj Radio. Anon asks, I'm pretty sure I saw Haas on the news. Has he been starting fires in Oakland?
Oh, no.
That's awful.
Haas, you didn't do that, did you? You've been here. We've seen you.
Yeah.
Someone else told me they saw you on the news.
Yeah, somebody said, but that was local news, I thought.
I assumed they didn't say if it was local or not.
Interesting.
National. Am I supposed to answer this question?
yeah, I mean,
why don't you take
yeah, some? You answer, please. I haven't been there.
Anon?
Yeah.
Dear Anon, the fire in Oakland was really fucked up and some people I know died in it.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
I know that you're trying to be cute, but maybe wait a few weeks.
Yes.
Like we're all still, our country is a fucking burning warehouse. Mm-hmm. And then there was
good
literally
point.
A burning warehouse where people died. It was a really fucked up thing. At least give it a couple weeks. This
yeah.
is, okay, so here's, this is a teachable moment, as white people say. Mm-hmm. Usually white people that don't have anything to teach anybody, but this is, which is me. But this is a teachable moment that, like, in comedy, you want to maybe, like, give horrible tragedies in which, like, really young, vibrant, cool people died. A couple weeks.
Yeah.
Give
couple
them a,
weeks.
Give them
like
a couple
4 weeks.
Weeks. At least let the fucking coals
yeah.
Get cold.
Don't be afraid that someone's going to beat you to it on social media.
Yeah, yeah Anon, don't
yeah,
worry.
Don't worry.
I don't think anyone's going to beat
it'll
you
be relevant
to the fire
topical.
The fire death joke.
I think I got a name for this guy. Too Soon Terry.
Too Soon Terry.
Oh, and it works for a man or a woman because we don't know who
we don't know
is.
Who yes, it is. That's very important.
Terry is, yeah, Terry does work.
A lot of, actually, a lot of trans artists died in the fire, just so you know. Terry,
there you are.
A lot
thank
of very
you,
cool
Terry.
Trans artists. Thank
we
you,
all
Terry.
Hate you now.
And do not tweet us that again in 2 weeks. Also,
well,
I think guys,
we'll
let's
revisit
think,
it
wait
in
a minute.
2 weeks.
Let's take a second here. Who is notorious for being on Twitter and tweeting shitty things?
I Donald.
Think I don't know. I might have a clue as to
who?
Anon's
yeah.
identity here, but
Kanye.
Because I'm. A little worried. Oh, poor thing. We love and support you, Kanye. I hope your medication gets adjusted properly. Wait, I forget what I was going to say. I told you I'm a heavy marijuana smoker. Every once in a while, the thread just goes away.
It happens.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say that I'm strongly hinting at the possible identity of Anon, but I'm not outright saying it because I'm suddenly very concerned that I'm going to end up in a prison for dissidents.
I know.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah.
You're, there's no way you're not going to, though, so you should just
this
say
is a good point. Well,
want.
I'm going to hopefully I die under my blanket before
yeah, yeah,
then. Hopefully I burn to death.
Burn
there's a fire death. Joke for you, Anon.
The heat blanket.
There's yeah. a great fire joke.
It's okay.
Well, I thought that was good advice all across the board. I think we helped some people.
Yeah.
Why don't we slip on over to six sections? These are rapid fire sex questions. So these
are for
you.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Rapid fire sex. I told you I've been married a long time, so this is going to be.
Oh, yes.
This will be refreshing.
These are pretty in depth, so we'll see how you do.
Haha.
All right. Six sections with Amanda Duarte starts now.
What song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
Something from Purple Rain. I never want to be your weekend lover.
Yes,
sorry,
yes.
America.
What's the sexiest animal?
Cougar.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Oh God, there's so many. And most of them are dead now. So I'm gonna say right now, Edward Snowden.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I'm so hot for Edward
political.
Snowden.
Political. What U.S. president would you bomb?
Oh, Obama.
This is a good one for you. 69 or 420?
420 all day. Yeah. 69, too much work, no reward.
What's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Sense of humor.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, six sections with Amanda Duarte.
Oh, that went fast.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Did I get the answers right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That was just a perfect score, I think.
Oh, yeah? Cool. Yeah.
It was. Six Cougar. Out of six.
Thank you.
Cougar's a good
Cougar,
one.
Cougar, I mean, cats. And I don't even, that was dumb. What is a sexy, I don't like to sexualize animals because I follow the law, the moral and the ethical
fancy
law.
Lady.
Yeah, I'm a fancy lady.
I think you want a merman.
A merman? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's
sexy?
Half an animal.
Where's the dick?
Yeah, where is the dick?
The whole thing is the
dick. The whole thing is the dick.
Just swims right in.
Oh, shit. That sounds like a video I saw in college. I minored in human sexuality at San Francisco State University.
Wow.
And took a class called Variations in Human Sexuality. And we saw videos of lots of things. And one of them was of an eel.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, like, inside a woman and yes. sort of like.
How did they get it to swim in?
I think that. I mean, they didn't show that part, but I think she probably just, like, shoved it in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say chum.
The little bait? You get bait to get
oh,
in there?
Oh, God.
Come on, Taz.
So would that
get your
be
chum
like,
out of your condom.
You'd, like, you didn't
be a chum and don't bring that up again, Chum. Please.
No, but that's like spermicide. You just jam the chum in and wait for
God.
The action.
Yeah. I don't know how they coaxed that eel in there, but we'll get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, please don't. It was a very disturbing class.
What else? What other videos did you see?
I saw a woman having a threesome with her two husky dogs.
Ooh, yeah.
They sort of like tag teamed her. That was unpleasant. And then I saw a guy fuck a chicken, and the chicken died. Chickens die when you fuck them.
Yeah.
That's the
I've
lesson.
Heard
that. If anyone, Anon and Homeboy in Colorado, everyone, like, if you take a lesson away from today, it's that when you fuck a chicken, it dies.
Well, it's too small of an animal.
Too small of an animal. It can't handle it. And I don't even want to say this. If I remember it correctly, there's some kind of like sexual satisfaction to be had in like the
when it,
death
when it dies, the death throes are,
the
yeah,
chicken.
Sure, tugs away.
And listen, like,
yeah, that's
barf.
That's another level.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Well, I guess
I mean,
I was
vegan for a really long time, so this is a hard topic for me.
Yeah.
Vegan, that's where you don't fuck animals.
That's where
to
you
death?
Don't
yep.
fuck animals
to death.
Or dairy products. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Or eggs.
Oh.
There goes the butter.
So the equivalent of that kind of individual, but if they're a pedophile, they would fuck eggs?
If they're a petophile?
Oh.
Anyone.
Oh,
I think it's time to make it wet.
I think so.
Wait, yeah, okay. And we did it.
Ooh, make it wet.
Well, way to be on top.
Well, I was celebrating.
No, I know. You were
that pun.
You should have.
So good.
You were on, you were on cloud nine.
I wanted to go out on a high note.
We can. I have my vape pen.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right. Now we're going to have a contest between the three of us. Haz will be the judge. What we do here is gather excerpts from various mediums not meant to be sexy at all. And
we put on our sexy voices to, you know, kind of make them as sensual as we can.
Oh, okay. Should I have my sexy voice on too?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we're competing.
Thank
this
you.
Is a hardcore competition.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, wait. Should I be looking at this?
You could peep.
Know.
You could peek.
Can I peep?
What's our source material?
Oh, this week we're reading the Taco Bell menu.
Ah, yes.
The Taco Bell menu.
Ooh, it's a good one.
Try to make this as sexy as we can.
Yeah, I'm so excited to hear this. Let's have Murph go first. Now run for the border, you hunk of beef.
All right. Cheesy gordita crunch. Cool ranch Doritos Locos Tacos Supreme. That's a mouthful. Crunchy taco. Crunchy taco supreme. Soft taco supreme.
Like
chicken soft taco.
Wow.
Great job, Lover.
My,
making me hungry.
I'm finding this segment triggering.
Yes, it's gross. It's gross.
Yeah.
Well, next up we'll have Diana.
All right.
Make that spicy salsa, you big cheese.
Thank you. I will. I have burritos. Quesarito. Burrito Supreme, XXL grilled stuffed burrito, smothered burrito, Cantina power burrito, bean burrito, seven layer burrito. Ow!
Oh, yes. What was that, a Cantina power burrito? What in the world is that?
I know. I need to try that.
I got some Cantina power in my list, too, so
yes.
Brace yourself.
Yeah.
Haz, who's next?
Well, it's Amanda. So
Well, that's a reveal.
Nice setup. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck you, Diana. I know you did this in the copy. Well, fine. I don't care. I'll say it.
What did I do?
Last up, we have Amanda, who's going to put the hose back in Quesierto's.
What?
Wow. Well.
Quesarito.
Oh, okay.
We're far from California, my friend.
Yeah. We were trying to be sexy.
There's got to be a way that we can, like, keep Mexico in the divorce with the South.
Oh, yeah. We got to keep Mexico.
Yeah. All right. So I've got some things that, like, they're not burritos or tacos. They're, I think, the rest of the menu.
Yes.
I am sad that there's no enchirito on any of these lists. The enchirito.
What is the enchirito?
The most sensual of all.
It's the most sensual of all Taco Bell dishes. Yeah. Thank you, Murph. And it hasn't been on the Taco Bell menu for many years, but it was my very favorite thing. I mean, everything at Taco Bell is the same fucking thing.
Right? They just recycle the same three ingredients.
It's the same three ingredients, just like wound around each other differently. But the enchirito was special. It was basically like a burrito mojado, like a wet
It's like
burrito.
An enchilada.
Yeah,
burrito.
It was good. Mm. It was good. When I was a kid, it was good. All right, so I've got some specialties. The specialties menu. That's what I am. Okay, I guess that's why it says specialties. Okay.
Quesalupa. Mm. Quesadilla.
Ooh.
Doritos, cheesy, gordita, crunch. Gordita supreme. Mm. Chalupa supreme. Cantina Power Bowl.
Oh.
Fiesta taco.
Yes.
That was my, it's been a while since I did my sexy voice.
No, that was great. I liked how you showed range.
Thanks, yes. I like to show range. I am a voice actor, actually, and it's been a while since I've been called upon to show my sexy range. So just in case there are any, like, casting directors or, like, advertisers listening to this.
We just get weird anonymous perverts and casting directors listening,
you're listening to this.
Tweeting at you, too, I hope.
Yep.
I hope the casting directors tweet, like, the anonymous weirdos.
I'm going to make a ruling. And let me tell you, it's a good thing I was wearing a condom.
Ugh. Oh, my.
Wow.
Because the winner is Amanda.
Oh, I bet you let all the guests win.
No, we do not.
No, Haas is an impartial judge.
Oh, Haas.
I like that you said you were wearing a condom.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you made that nice and gross.
Nice and gross.
Hey.
Just like that T-Bell menu.
Oh.
Visceral.
No. Isn't it weird? Like, I will still get cravings for Taco Bell, even though it's horrible.
Absolutely.
It's awful.
Mm-hmm. We wanted to try it when the Doritos taco came out. We really wanted to try it. We were living in, like, near Red Hook at the time, and we, like, Googled, mapped Taco Bell. I'm like, weird, one's so close. And Murph and I walked, and we stood outside, and it was a hospital, and there's a Taco Bell hospital.
Oh,
yeah. We were like, are we going to go into this, like, ball of sick to just like eat Taco Bell?
And they shouldn't be here. I think you're stepping.
I know. You don't want it to be in the.
There's a, like, why are they giving tacos to sick people?
No.
Also, like,
we keep it out of the hospital.
We didn't do it.
No,
it was
just like the hospital fast food complex is what that is.
Yep.
That's the hospital industrial taco complex.
Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. Like, if you're eating Taco Bell, you probably should be in the hospital already.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you need a commode nearby, I guess. But
a commode.
Yeah, don't have to get off the bed.
I ate Taco Bell 6 times a day in high school, and I didn't go to the hospital.
Oh my god!
But I think when you're young, your body
can do things. I was, even though I've never eaten there, I was a little bit like, you know, hashtag vanishing New York. I was a little sad on the way over here to see that the White Castle across the street from our studios here at 528th Avenue. I was very sad to see the White Castle is gone. A couple of my friends would be real bummed about
that. That's a staple. It's been there a long time.
I have an appetizing story about the White Castle there on 8th Avenue.
Oh, the fly?
Yeah.
I ruin your story?
Thanks.
Cool.
I bet.
Little spoiler, little teaser.
Fly in the ointment?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
man.
Sorry.
Well, I just bit into a burger and that fly flew out of it.
A living fly?
Not really.
A living fly.
Not really.
No, absolutely 100% really.
A living fly flew out of your burger?
A living fly flew out of my burger.
Did you call the police?
No, I was there with like an improv group and I was like, I think a fly came
out.
So
did you yes and the fly?
Yeah.
No, I just like ate fries.
Oh my God.
My reaction was very like underwhelming actually.
So maybe it's good that the White Castle is shut down, right?
Yeah. Not for the flies, but.
No, they'll find another place.
Yeah.
There's the way, like, 99-cent pizza place the next block down. Yeah, I'm sure they'll find a home there.
Shout out to Two Bros Pizza.
Dollar Slice.
Yes,
Thank you, Dollar Slice, Two Bros.
Been keeping me alive for a while.
So we're going to dive into virtual sugar?
I think we should.
Boy, there's a lot of segments on this show.
I know.
I like it. It's good. No, I'm into it.
This one is, we want to see you in action, even though we know you're super married.
Really super married.
We'd like to see you pretend to be single for a moment, and you're going to go on an improvised date.
Okay.
With one of us. Pick a name out of the
Oh, so this name is either you, Haas, or you.
Yep.
Okay. It's Murph.
All right. Ooh. All right.
I'm on a date with Murph.
All right.
All right. So you just improvise a date so we can see you in action.
Oh my God. This is funny because, and this is probably what I would talk about on a date, which is why it's good that I'm not dating. But like, even before I got married, I didn't really date much. I just kind of like had sex with guys.
Yeah.
So you just like had sex and then got married?
Pretty much.
You didn't date the guy you married?
No.
That's pretty good.
We went on one date. I asked him on one date, and because I had to ask him because that's, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I asked him on one date and we went on one date and then he came home with me and he stayed there for like 4 days.
Yeah, that's a good. I've done that.
And that was it. We were just like, this is it. It was so weird.
That's perfect.
That's great, though.
But yeah. Murph, if I were telling you about this on a date, you'd be like,
no, we're going to start the date.
Like, kind of grossed out. Oh, we haven't started the date yet. Okay, cool.
No.
All right. Do we... Okay, we'll talk about this.
Yeah.
Okay, date begins now.
Murph, this is such a nice place you've brought me to. What is it?
Yeah, this is the last day of the White Castle. They're closing.
Oh, my gosh.
Closing up today.
Oh,
I thought, we'd grab a couple sliders before they go.
I'm so sad that they're closing.
It is pretty sad.
So do you live near here?
Yeah. I live above, actually.
You live above the White Castle?
Yeah, so the whole building's gone, so I'm gone.
Oh!
I'm going to be evicted.
Oh, my God, there's a fly in my food.
There's always a fly in the food.
There's
here.
A fly in her food.
I mean, that's part of the reason they're closing.
Excuse me, I need my money back.
We need to call the police.
Call the authorities.
I'm going to call the authorities.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You're just going to have to contact corporate. I mean, my hands are tied. This
How
place
do
is
I contact corporate?
You ever heard of Google?
Fuck you. I'm leaving.
I don't think that woman's heard of Google.
I don't think she has. Or she Twitter, really. I would really tweet.
I would definitely
White
tweet
Castle
about that.
About a fly.
Now, guys, you can get some food. It's our last day. I've checked out. So.
Oh, cool. So, the teacher left the school, and like we can just raid it.
We
can just like eat
everything's
all the,
free.
Everything's
Come in
free?
The back. I don't
care. Shit! We get a peek behind the scenes for
dude,
the last
behind
day.
The scenes at White Castle. Wow! Murph.
Just look. I know, guys. Just watch
you
that
sure
shit.
Know
bucket,
how to show
though.
A lady a good time.
Man, it's nothing but nests of flies
there
back here.
There are a lot of flies.
Jesus,
back
fella,
here.
What?
We haven't had plumbing, so I've just been shitting in a bucket.
And oh, my.
You grab another bucket. It's a complicated
the
system.
The flies are one thing, but this human waste is
wow.
Won't do.
I mean, it's like there are so many layers of health code violations here that, even just going to White Castle was, Murph, I'm going to admit, a bit of a step for me just to, eat at White Castle in the first place. But now that, the layers of health code violations.
You've seen how the sausage is made. Hey, fellas, is this an urn?
Yeah.
Is this an urn of human remains spilled over here? What the hell?
Oh, yeah. No, that's my,
that's got to be of another violation, I would imagine.
That's my ex-wife. I spilled her ashes.
You brought your ex-wife's ashes to work with you?
I used to wear it around my neck, the whole urn.
The
top
Murph,
came
do you
off.
Not find that romantic?
I mean, it reminds me of the kind of Billy Bob, Angelina wearing the blood around the neck. But
so,
it's
like,
the,
Murph, I feel like this, I do actually feel like this date's going really well.
I do, too.
Let's say that you and I were to get married. And then I died.
I'd wear your ashes around my neck.
Would
yes.
you? Would you take them to work with you at the White Castle?
I mean, as long as it's okay with the Board of Health, I guess, yeah.
Would you also shit in a bucket?
For you? Yeah. Yeah,
well, then
I would.
Let's get married,
All
man.
Right.
I think this is
done
a really successful
done.
Date.
Yes.
Yay.
That might be the most successful
I know.
Date we've ever had.
It really
was a really
ended
good one.
It was.
It ended in marriage.
Yeah.
Yep. How? What
Started
else do you want out of a
dark.
Fucking date?
How do you feel about bundling?
Bundling. Yay, okay.
Into it? Then yeah, we're good. I've decided that's the new way I'm going to live.
Yes.
I was sad that Haas's wife died.
It was.
That is a bummer.
That was really sad.
I also feel sad because now we have to say goodbye to Amanda.
Yes. Oh, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
that was a blast.
Thank you so much for having me. It was super fun.
You guys don't have to say goodbye to Amanda.
No.
Just follow her at Duarte Amanda on Twitter.
And go see her show, Dead Darlings, tonight. It's going to feature Cola Scola, John Early, and many more. That's at Jodson Memorial Church in Washington Square Park, 8 p.m. Thank you so much, Amanda,
thank
for joining
us. Thank you, guys.
It's going to be a fun show, it sounds like.
We also legally have to thank our producer. Blah, blah. That's Ben Hosley.
Yeah, and our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us.
Please tweet at us, at Menage Radio.
Yes, and not anonymously.
Thank you. Use your name.
Come
not
on,
up.
Bring those minerals.
Be a man.
Who else do we want to thank? We want to thank
Jeff Goldblum. I was trying to make a fly connection, but then I couldn't.
Go to your intel briefings, Anon.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever you may be.
Ah, yes.
I hope that wasn't your number one celebrity crush. Snowden.
Oh, yes. Snowden. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That was amazing.
You guys.
Oh.
I mean, have you seen
Citizen Four? Yes.
Like, and you go into it and you think he's just this sort of like scrawny. You've only seen pictures of him or whatever. He seems just sort of like this scrawny nerd, and then he starts talking, and like I don't think there's ever been anyone more attractive other than my husband in the entire world. Like, he is so sexy, so smart, and like brave, and like
speaks truth to power.
He really does. He can speak truth to my power anytime he wants. He can.
Is he still in Russia?
He makes
hiding?
My wiki leak, man. He can.
He got a squirter.
He can blow my whistle anytime he wants.
Wait, is he still hiding in Russia?
I think so. I don't know. Gosh, I don't know where he is.
I like saw the movie and then never thought about it again.
No, I think he is. Well, there was the possibility of him being pardoned by Obama, but I think now he'd rather just die under a heated throw.
The only way to go.
Like the merman he is. Goodbye.
Bye, Edward, if you're listening. Bye, Edward. I love
him. Oh, he loves this podcast.
Oh, I love him.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.